A federal judge in eastern Washington has ruled a cigarette maker on the Yakima Indian Reservation owes $58 million in unpaid taxes and penalties. The privately owned tobacco company has tried, so far unsuccessfully, to assert a treaty right to trade tax-free. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
The U.S. Treasury Department went after King Mountain Tobacco Company for federal cigarette taxes unpaid since 2009. The cigarette factory is owned by a Yakima tribal member. The company's lawyers and the tribal government insist the reservation-based business is not subject to federal or state taxes. King Mountain attorney Dolph Barnhouse bases this position on a specific provision of the 1855 U.S. treaty with the Yakima Nation.
They gave up 17,000 square miles of land, and they gave up a lot of other things for the right to be left alone on the reservation and to bring their goods to market without regulation.
U.S. government attorneys argue that the tribal cigarette company's interpretation of the treaty is overly broad. Federal District Court Judge Rosanna Peterson agreed. The cigarette maker could appeal. In fact, two other cases pertaining to the company are already before the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.